Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gabs, one of the crazy news stories from the last few days, which has really just grabbed me, is the death of 11 people in 10 days attempting to climb the summit of Mount Everest.
Yeah, and you see the photos of just these lineups of people because there's like a human traffic jam on the summit at the moment, which is insane. And they're just stepping over people who have fallen and died to keep going. Like, the photos are insane.
Literally stepping over dead bodies to get to the top in what they call the death zone of Mount Everest.
You've got to keep moving.
We've actually got a guy on the phone right now who has scaled Everest to the base camp, former Townsville resident Tim Rubin. Morning, man.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Good. You are insane. What made you want to go to base camp?
You know, there's a part of me that's just always wanted to do it ever since I was a little kid. But I think that that kind of exists within any of us. Like, if you, if at 5:30 the Savo, you head to Castle Hill, you're going to see a whole bunch of people climbing to the top there. And there's just something in us that we want to get to the top. We want to push ourselves. We want to achieve something. And that's always been kind of one of the biggest things that I've thought you can take on.
I'm not going to die climbing Castle Hill, though, am I?
Well, with you and me, maybe.
Most people would.
But, hey, I did want to ask you, because when I sorted out this interview yesterday, Tim, you were like, you know, I've only been to base camp, which is about 5,000 metres up. Yeah, so
5,600.
And it's only like 8 to the very top.
Yeah, it's about 8.5 to the top. So they're 3 kilometres straight up above to where I went. And where I was, that was pretty high for me. So I was sitting at about 50% oxygen, and it was dropping to minus 20 at night. So that's all that I wanted to handle. I was happy with that. And if you want to go all the way to the very top, then hats off to you. But I was fine with base camp.
That's incredible. So 50% oxygen down to minus 20. And when you hear, you know, stats like that, like 11 people have lost their lives in the death zone at the top of Everest in 10 days, and usually it's because of a lack of oxygen. When you get to the very top, you have to take your own oxygen up because there's just none up there. When you hear those stats, like, how do you feel?
I think it's really sad. I think it's really sad because these people are going there with this these huge dreams that they want to try and turn into realities, and some of these people are actually, the majority of them actually get to the top and then they die on the way down. And so they've actually pushed themselves so far that they've run out of oxygen. They've given everything they can. You know, these are they're people from all around the world. A lot of them are not like pro mountain climbers. They're mums and dads and lawyers and stuff, and just regular bus drivers, regular people from around the world who, kind of how I did, had this dream from when they were kids, and unfortunately it doesn't work out for them. So it is really sad. It's easy to hear it and think of it as just a number, but you know, when you are over there, you're just meeting these cool people from around the world who want to do something a bit crazy. So it's really sad that people are dying doing it.
Do you think it's really irresponsible of them to give out as many permits as they have? Because that's what has caused this human traffic jam, is that there's so many people up there. Should they be restricting it?
Yeah, it's actually a really complex issue, because what you've got to remember is that Nepal is a very, very poor country. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these are really small private tour companies by Nepalese people who literally live on these mountains. And if they can get an extra person up, then, you know, that's the amount of money for them. That's like sending their kid to school and feeding them for that year. It's hard to kind of put it on the tour companies themselves.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you're a very modest dude, mate. When I floated the idea of this interview by you yesterday, you were like, but I only made it to base camp. And I'm like, well, that's a hell of a lot closer. The 99.9% of people, and it just shocks me that you were only like, you know what, 3/4 of the way up there and you were only at 50% oxygen. I didn't know it was like that.
Did you struggle with that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I was my resting heart rate was through the roof for that kind of 48 hours. My heart was sitting at 110 when I was lying in bed at night because you know, it's such a weird strain on your body because every single organ is all of a sudden having to work twice as hard to do nothing. So, you know, literally just putting your backpack on or putting or zipping up your jacket, all of a sudden you're noticing that you're a little bit short of breath. So, yeah, I definitely felt it. Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yep.
Tim Rubin, thanks for your insights, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.